Welcome back to Dude, Could You Imagine? The show that asks what if and explores the hypothetical and absurd. I'm your host, Fritz Frivolous. Now let's meet our contestants and explain the rules for our audience. The rules are simple. Our two contestants, Will and Tom, will place these neural transmitters on their heads, and then they will be placed into a deep coma-like state. From this point, I will ask them a question or give them a scenario to which they must answer, all while the neural transmitters give us a glimpse into what they are imagining. So, Will and Tom, are you ready? As ready as I'll ever be.
Indeed.
Well, you heard him, folks. Let's get ready to play Dude, Could You Imagine? And the question is, could you survive an attack from a cryptid? Okay, William, we've heard the question.
I have heard the question.
Yes, fact, the question.
In some ways, I am the one who is really posing the question.
Yes, that's true. You know what, William? Let's have William pose the question to the audience, even though Fritz has already told us.
So, Tom, what would you do if you encountered a cryptid? specifically, a cryptid that you are probably not familiar with, because we're choosing from a list and we're each pitting each other against a cryptid that neither of us is aware of what cryptid the other is choosing. So,
That is true.
This is going to be a role play scenario. I'm sure Tom has his sheet ready. I have done a little bit of DM prep with this awesome monster that I'm not going to reveal here until either Tom dies or defeats it, or in game figures out what it is.
and then
we could go a little bit more into it after the scenario plays out.
Spoiler alert: I'm going to die.
Yeah, dude. I mean, we died against two like scrub cultists. I don't know how either of us is going to survive this shit.
I know, man. Like, I really want to get a look at what those cultists looked like, because like if they really do look like someone that I should, you know, we should have been able to overcome, I'm gonna be very upset. Like, yeah. Really, that guy?
It's just our HP is so low, and we have no training whatsoever. Yeah. We're podcasters. Yeah, we're not warriors. Okay. Do you have any questions, comments, or concerns before we get into it and roll on that awesome table we put together that's going to say what scenario you're in when the story begins?
Yeah. No, I don't think I have any questions, comments. So at least to let our audience know, we're going to use that same list that we use for like coordinate quandary.
Oh, yes.
And so but instead of being like, you know, where we were before we got teleported, this time it's going to be what we were doing or where we were when we encounter this mysterious cryptid.
Indeed.
Yeah. So should I do that first, actually?
Yes, please do.
Let's see here. It was from a list of 10, right?
I believe so. So you'll roll a D10.
Find my D10 here.
By the way, I'm using my awesome hollow metal blue dragon dice. These are my babies right here.
I'm using the only dice that I do have, and that was the Necronomicon dice.
Yeah, you have a really nice set. So.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, I've rolled a 4, which is...
Ooh, where's that?
Oh my god, why is it only me, man? Why do I get the total shitty ones? And you'll understand why I chose the word shitty.
Oh no,
is it the toilet? I was on the toilet. So in coordinate quandary part 2, I rolled a 10, which was meant that I was handcuffed and under arrest when I got teleported. This time, when meeting this mysterious cryptid, I'm on the toilet.
Okay, it's not going to be as bad as you think. I think I'm going to slow burn this one like a true horror movie. Okay, so we'll say it's evening. You're getting ready for bed, and you have one last visit to good old Toilet Joe, and I don't know. Okay. What do you browse your phone when you're on the toilet?
I
I'm a business pooper. It's all business for me. I go in there.
Oh, you go in there, anything. You get it done, you're out.
Yes.
I feel like I'm learning so much about you, Tom.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, I know these are things that our listeners want to know, so, you know, I'm glad to let them.
Okay, so what we'll say is you go in there, you do your business, you're washing your hands, and here, I have a question for you. Do you have any kind of window?
Yes, actually, there is a sliding window in there.
Okay, where is it? Like above the shower?
It's actually, so when you walk in the bathroom, to the left is the bathtub, to the right is the sink, and then after the sink on the same side on the right is the toilet, and the window is in between the toilet and the tub on the wall in the back.
Oh, this is perfect. Okay, you're washing your hands.
Okay.
And give me a perception check. Okay. This is going to decide like how much you notice.
Perception is a plus zero. Okay. And I rolled a six.
Okay. So you're washing your hands.
Okay.
And you get this odd feeling, you know, like, I don't know if you've ever had a feeling where like you just have like an errant thought late at night or in the dark, and you just got kind of get like, I won't say you get freaked out, but you get this slight like,
like an uneasy feeling.
An uneasy feeling. There
yes, happened. Feel, yeah,
you feel some sudden, slight unease.
Okay,
and then right when you're about to just kind of let it go,
mm-hmm.
there is movement from the window, and you realize that something was there, and the movement you see is something moving away. And
okay,
you swear it looked like a someone was peering, like a person, like a human.
Oh, man. I would be.
And you don't know how long they must have been there because you didn't notice any movement until suddenly it moved away.
I would be very upset because that window does overlook our neighbor's driveway. Like, I can see from that bathroom window, if I looked out of it, I can see my neighbor's kitchen window, like across their driveway. So, yeah, I would be mad because I would think it's the neighbor.
Oh, wow. Okay. So two things. This window, you know how a lot of bathroom windows have that kind of like frosted texture to them? So
yeah. It has the privacy mist on it.
Yeah. Is your window like that?
Yeah. It's like that.
Okay. So you weren't able to see too much detail, but you could definitely tell, or you got the feeling that this was a female face that was peering in. Does that change anything? I don't know who your neighbor is.
Yeah, that would change because the neighbors that I know about that live next door, well, I guess there's kind of an older woman that lives there, but the only people I usually see there is like a man around my age and then an older man. So that would change things.
Okay. So what would you do? What would you do about this?
I don't know if I would open that window to look out to see if I could see anyone. What I might mostly do is go. Well, okay. Which direction do I see it move off to? Did it move on towards like my backyard or my?
I was saying like it did like a full backup. Like it just.
Reversed out of sight, then I would open up that window to see if I could see someone.
Okay, so you open up the window, and we'll say, what time do you go to bed? Oh, well, I forgot. You're like a night shifter, huh?
Yeah. So,
what time do you go to bed on your weekends?
I would say roughly around like 2 a.m.
Okay, fine. It's 2 a.m. So it's eerily quiet, as it should be at 2 a.m. And you do not see anything out of the ordinary. But what you do is you smell something odd, and it at first it doesn't occur to you what the smell is, but it's familiar to you, and then you realize like it smells very strongly of vinegar outside your window.
Oh, okay. I was going to make a joke there because I was like, well, I just used the bathroom, so I would expect a certain smell.
No.
Okay, vinegar, though, that's weird. Okay, vinegar. I don't know how would that... I would be weirded out because why would there be like a vinegar smell?
That's a good question, Tom. I can't give you an answer. so what do you do from here?
Well, the vinegar smell would kind of like freak me out. I would definitely close if I didn't see anything and I just smelt it, I would definitely close the window because I don't want that smell to be coming into the house.
Okay.
I mean, if nothing else happens, to be honest, I probably would not think any more of it. I would just be like, okay, that's a weird smell. Okay, I'm going to close it and I'm going to see what happens tomorrow. You know, like if I, you know, when I wake up.
Totally. Okay. I think that's fairly reasonable. So you go to bed a little uneasy, but you're like, yeah, whatever. Here's a question. Does Ashley, I don't know what her work schedule is like, but is she usually there at the 2 a.m. when you go to bed, or is she like up and getting ready for work?
She's asleep when that. She's asleep. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And she wakes up like sometime in the morning.
And then she'll wake up usually around 6:40, between 6:45 and 7 in the morning.
Okay. So you go to bed and you fall asleep. How long does it take you to fall asleep? You like 30 minutes?
If I'm able to go to, if you want the complete honesty, sometimes it takes me hours before I could go to bed. Like, and on, hours. if it's on a day that she's going to work, sometimes I'll stay all the way up until she gets up and leaves for work before I actually go to sleep. You know what I mean?
Now, like, do you actively try and do that, or is that just happenstance?
I usually actively try to do that because, you know, right now me and her have opposite schedules, so we don't really get to see each other a whole lot. So, like, I'll stay up because, you know, I get home, I'll play video games, watch movies, whatever. And then I'll just kind of lay in bed, like, usually playing video games. And then, you know, around 6:45, her alarm goes off. 7 o'clock, she's up. And then, you know, I'll help her, like I'll make coffee for her or something like that. And then she gets ready, and then I'll walk her out to the car when she leaves for work. Then I go back inside, and then I'm like, okay, now I'm like going to bed. Like, I'm not playing video.
So you're telling me you don't go to bed because I thought you were going to bed. You don't go to bed till 8 a.m.
If it's the day that she goes to work the next day, I'm usually up until
what if it isn't? What if she doesn't have work the next day?
If it doesn't have work the next day, yeah, then I'll usually probably go to bed. It usually takes me about an hour or so to go to bed.
Okay, so, let's go with that because it's more interesting.
Okay.
as a matter of fact, I truly believe that this entity that I'm working with would wait for that day.
Okay.
So
it would wait for the day?
It would act on the day that it knows on this day. I can't give you too much details, but this lines up very well with this creature's intentions.
Okay, yeah, because I'm trying to find this information to get, you know, I'm trying to figure it out now.
Yeah. So you go to sleep after an hour, 3 a.m, whatever. You kind of stir from your sleep, we'll say at like 3:30 a.m, a little bit, you know, like, you know, sometimes we don't sleep so soundly. And you smell that smell again.
Okay, the vinegar smell. But I'm in my bed now, in the bedroom.
You're in your bed, yeah.
Oh, okay, that's freaky. Now I'm kind of getting out. But I would be kind of upset, though, too. I just would think something happened to where I'm like, God dang it, now this smell that I smell got into the house. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So what do? Do you just roll over because of the smell and you're just like, I'll deal with it later?
No, I would probably go, because like the first time you said I smelt it was when I opened the window in the bathroom. I would have assumed that either my wife or my mom or whoever, because my mom lives with us, would open up the window
in
the bathroom maybe that I didn't know about. And so it's letting this smell in.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. You go to the bathroom then, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. You go to the bathroom. The window is open.
Okay.
And you do smell the vinegar smell.
It's stronger there, right?
Yeah, it is stronger than it was in your room.
Okay.
So I want you to give me a perception check real quick.
Okay, another one? All right.
Yeah.
Oh, now I rolled a 9.
Okay. So you, when you're looking at the window, not only do you see that it's open, but there are a couple of droplets of red fluid.
What?
On the window, and then you look and there are droplets of red fluid on your bathroom floor.
Okay, that's gross. I know this sounds gross, but I'll be honest with you, if I saw that, I'd probably try to get a little closer to smell the droplets, see if that's what the smell is.
You do, and yes, they smell strongly of vinegar.
Okay. Well, shit, now if it's on the bathroom floor, if I see droplets on the floor, I'm going to follow the droplets because I'm wondering okay, wait a minute. I look up first. I look up at the ceiling. Do I see any droplets dripping from the ceiling?
You do not.
Okay, then do these droplets trail out of the bathroom?
They do.
Okay.
Here's the thing is I don't know the setup of your house.
Okay.
So looking out the doorway of your bathroom,
mm-hmm.
like what are the directional options?
So if you look out the doorway of the bathroom, you're staring at our hallway and you can only go left or right. Left leads mm-hmm. to the game room and me and my wife's bedroom, and the right goes to the living room and the room that my mom sleeps in.
Okay. And those two sections of the house, is that hallway the only way between the two?
Yes.
Okay. I thought as much.
Yeah.
So you follow the droplets out the bathroom door into the hallway, and then you see something peculiar. There are droplets going to the right, and there are droplets going to the left.
Oh, what? Okay. Now it's like, who do I go check on first? It realistically, since I just came from my bedroom and I don't think I felt anything wrong in there, I didn't hear or see anything, I just smelt something there, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess I would go right first just to check on my mom's room, like to check on her, you know what I mean?
Okay. So you follow the blood droplets.
Okay.
Through the living room. And does your mom sleep with the door open or closed?
It kind of cracked open, yeah.
Kind of cracked open. And you see that her door is wide open.
Oh, okay. That is strange.
What do you do?
Well, now I'm going in there because, you know, for obvious reasons, she almost never keeps it. Even when she's not sleeping and she's just in there, like watching TV or whatever. Like she keeps it cracked open.
Totally. Okay. So you go in there and your mom's still asleep and she looks like she's been undisturbed. But what you notice immediately. I take it you have like a light source, right?
I have my phone. I always bring my phone with me so I can have
So you're shining your phone down and you notice that like the droplets stop like a foot inside her room, and then you can see that whatever was dripping stood in or like lingered in place for a little bit because there's like concentrated droplets.
Okay.
In one area, and then you can see that whatever it was, it cut back. It wasn't interested in your mom, whatever it was. And now you realize that the drop, whatever it was, I think you could piece together that whatever it was, it went right. And then at some point cut back left.
Okay.
Turned around.
So at one point, from looking out from my mom's, wait, hold on one moment. So looking out from my mom's room, I could either go straight down the hall to where I said would lead to the game room or my and my wife's bedroom, or mm-hmm. I could go right into the living room. Do the droplets go mm-hmm. into the living room?
I'm confused because I thought the living room was the way to your mom's.
So it splits off from the hallway. At the end of the hallway is my mom's room, but before you hit the end of the hallway, before that, you could go left into the living room.
Okay, no, nothing goes into the living room.
Oh, then I'm heading straight for my bedroom to check on my wife and my dog, Chewy.
Sure.
I'm assuming didn't disturb him either because he would have barked or growled or went nuts if, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you cut back to your room, right?
Mm-hmm.
Burst into the door, you're shining your light. I'm going to, hold on, because now you're about to see this thing, so I am going to find an awesome picture, send it to you on Discord, and then I'm going to describe it for our audience.
Oh, you're going to send it to me on Discord?
Yeah. Pasting, find our conversation on Discord. Where are you at? Sending you a link.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What you see hovering above your wife is a disembodied head of a woman with long hair.
Mm-hmm.
And attached to her head are the long and dripping entrails of what would be her inner organs. So,
this thing looks so disturbing.
Stomach, yeah, just hanging from this creature's whatever this disembodied head is.
Okay,
and it is right when you walk in. It is looking to bite your wife on her neck.
Oh, so it's like right above her.
It's right above her. It's like going in for the bite.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come in with your light. You see it, it turns and sees you and gives a horrifying shriek, which I'm sure wakes Ashley up. And
okay.
I'm so sorry because this has to be the worst night of Ashley's life to wake up to this thing above her.
I know. Okay.
Before I just make you roll initiative because this thing's going to attack you, mm-hmm. what do you do?
So if I saw that, to be honest, right next, like so, and it's within arm's reach from her, like, because when I walk in the door that's from the hallway into our bedroom, right? There's a desk on the right and our bed on the left, and they're within like reaching distance. And we have this like electrified tennis racket thing that's like made for like swatting bugs and stuff, flying bugs, you know? I literally would have grabbed that and, you know, it would, because it's on, right? It's always on, like when you grab it, and I would swat at whatever that. Okay, wait, let me take a stab at this too. I'm not sure if I'm remembering the lore correctly, but is this one of those like Korean house ghost things that I've heard about where they usually have long and wispy kind of hair? That's, you know.
No, it's not. This okay. is something from Malaysia.
Okay.
But I'm not going to tell you the details because you don't know.
I do not know. Yeah, and I honestly don't know about any ghost lore monsters from Malaysia.
Yeah. Okay. So, okay, so what you're saying is, like, you would attack? If that's the case, then I'm just going to have you roll initiative.
Okay.
Let me roll. Okay. So, all right, fuck, here we go.
Oh, damn it.
Do you
want me to tell you what I rolled?
Yeah, go ahead.
I rolled a 2.
Oh, dude, I'm so sorry.
I know, right?
I had a chance.
I know.
Okay,
no,
well,
it's me, Will. It's me. You're playing
yeah, you're,
the...
You, you're... Okay. The, well, this the, might... Okay. This might actually work out for you.
Yeah. I don't think so, but okay.
Because, like, this, what happens to you right now might change your strategy.
Oh, okay, so, okay.
Today's show is brought to you by Cryptid Cleaning Company. Is there a monstrous-sized mess in your home? Do you have mysterious oozes and odors lurking about? Call the Cryptid Cleaning Company. A family-owned business with over 100 years of experience, there's no mess too strange or dangerous for the Cryptid Cleaning Company. We are also sponsored by Patreon. Looking to become more than just a patron? Become a Patreon member at patreon.com/dudecouldyouimagine and show your support. And finally, Apple Podcasts. Take a bite into the apple and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Now, let's get back to some more Dude, Could You Imagine?
The first thing, hold on, I'm trying to pull up the stat block for this thing. Okay, so this thing is going to rush at you. Like, you grab that fly swatter thing that you're talking about.
Yeah.
And, like, as your hand is gripping it, it mm-hmm. just, this thing flies at you and latches onto your neck and bites you.
Damn it. Okay.
So, I'm going to roll an attack to see if it hits you. It should have a plus, I should have a plus 6. I rolled a 19, that hits.
Okay.
It's gonna do not a lot of damage per se, but it's gonna do something. it only does 1 damage to you. How much HP you got left?
Dang, so I only have 8 hit points, so.
Okay, so now you're down to 7. It immediately starts like sucking your blood out.
Okay.
And like disgusting slurping, like
okay.
That's folly work by William Stark. And then you're gonna feel your energy draining as, oh my god, as what she's doing to you brings your constitution score down by 4 points.
My constitution. Okay, so
the big ability score. What
yeah,
is it?
Like so it's at 12 now, so it's 8, right?
So now it's an 8. So now you've lost 2 more HP just by proxy of that.
Dang. So, okay, so I'm at 5.
And yeah, and now you feel like you just feel weaker and you feel like your energy is being drained.
Okay.
Okay. I will say, like, she releases you and like begins hissing, and now it's your turn.
Okay. Now at this point, I'm assuming that Chewie has also woken up since he didn't seem to wake up before.
We can say that you screamed, right? And okay, now I gotta fucking pull up a fucking dog template. Mastiff. That's an easy one to pull up, though. So
okay.
You got a fairly sizable dog, right? So I'm pulling up a mastiff here.
He's a lab mix, so
Yeah, so Chewie has 12 EC and 5 HP.
Okay.
His bite attack does 1d6 plus 1 piercing damage, and he can knock things prone if they fail a strength save. I got to close a lot of tabs because I got too many tabs up. Okay, so yeah, we'll say Chewie's up, and we'll say Chewie will act right after you act.
Yeah. Okay. Obviously, I still have the... I didn't drop the fly swatter, the electrified swatter, right?
No, you still have that.
Okay.
I'm not that mean.
I'm assuming that she has long enough hair. Well, yeah, according to the picture, she has long hair. And I'm assuming that her entrails are connected to the severed head.
Yes, they are.
Okay, so what I... Okay, so I would most likely grab a lock of that hair to pull whatever this thing away from me even further as I... probably would just start smashing and swatting it in the face.
Okay, so what we're gonna have to do here is what you're doing is you're grappling this cryptid monstrosity. Mm-hmm. And so it's gonna be a strength contest to see if you can overwhelm it and do what you're trying to do.
Okay.
So it has a plus 6 to its strength.
Wow.
What do you got?
Hold on, let's see. My strength is 13 plus 1.
So you get a plus 1. Okay. Well, it's stronger than you, but you know what?
Oh, because
I'm going to be generous because I feel like this creature is super not expecting this power move by you.
Yeah. I
feel like you're going to catch it off guard and I'll give you advantage on the contest because what you're doing is ballsy.
Okay. Yeah, because honestly,
oh god, that I would rolled just... good though.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Okay. Did you roll both of yours already?
No, not yet. Hold on. Okay.
Okay. Well, hold on.
Okay. Hold on. Okay. Don't roll.
Go ahead. Okay. Roll both of yours and tell me what they are.
Okay.
Total.
Okay. 13 and the second roll. 3.
Oh, dude. I'm sorry. Damn. She rolled a 15.
Okay.
Okay. So you go, this isn't good. You're not going to lose your turn, but you go to pull this monster.
Mm-hmm.
And it pulls back and it actually pulls you like a step forward. And you realize in that moment, you're like, okay, that's not an option.
Yeah.
But I take it you're going to swat it.
Oh yeah. I'm still definitely going to try. I mean, that would be my natural reaction.
Okay. Okay. So give me an attack roll. It's going to be, I'm going to be generous again. I'm going to give you proficiency in this fly zapper because you use it so often.
Okay, yeah, that is true, though. So, that is true.
So you will get a plus 3 to attacking this monster.
Okay. So roll the d20, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, here we go. Oh, okay, a 9, 10, 11, 12. So 12.
Not enough.
Damn
Not
it. Enough.
You hit her, and yeah, it has no effect.
Okay.
But now it's Chewie's turn.
Yeah. And I think Chewie, the way I think Chewie is and might react he would probably try to grab for those entrails. Okay. I'm hoping that they're connected enough to where he could maybe at least hold her in place if she's going to come after me or Ashley.
Okay. So, okay. Yes. I think that's so we'll have Chewie do that. I'm going to give Chewie, advantage on the attack because, you're flanking her.
Okay.
So advantage, and Chewie has a plus 3. So, you know what? I'll let you roll your dog. So give me 2 rolls, plus 3.
On each roll? The plus 3 on each roll? Okay. Yeah. First roll, 17, plus 3 is 20. Yeah. Second roll, 9, plus 3 is 12.
Okay, Chewie gets a hold of one of the entrails. He gets a hold of, like, a fucking kidney or something.
Go choo-choo.
So she's going to take a D6 plus 1. Go ahead and roll that.
D6 plus 1. Okay, I rolled a 2, so a 3.
Okay, so she takes 3 damage. And then she needs to make a strength saving throw because he's going to try and pull her down and knock her on the ground.
Oh, okay.
She succeeds. So he's like kind of dangling from her. But you notice something. Chewie bites and causes the damage and then immediately yelps and lets go.
Oh,
okay. I'll have you roll it. Give me a d20 roll plus 1.
Plus 1? Mm-hmm. 14, so 15.
Okay. Chewie's okay.
Oh, good. Thank God. As long as Chewie's safe.
Okay. So So that's, oh, you still have a movement. You haven't really moved yet.
I'm going to put myself between this thing and my wife.
Okay. All right.
That's all right.
Because, so you do that. Okay. You do that. Well, Ashley's awake now. Do you tell her to do anything?
Oh, if I can tell her to do something before I move, I'm telling, okay, depending on where I picturing this thing is, I would assume Ashley does have room to get out of the bed. Oh, actually, she has a whole bed in between her because she could go off to my side, and on the other side of the bed is the sliding glass door into our backyard. So I would tell her to get out.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's easy to do on her turn. Mm-hmm. She will do that. She will cross the bed, she'll exit out that window. Where, is that into your backyard?
Yeah, that's into our backyard, which has easy access to go into our driveway and then the front of the house or to the garage. Okay. You know
so,
what I mean?
Like, so we'll just say she runs out towards the front, and then that's as far as she's going to get for this turn.
Mm-hmm.
The door's open. This thing's extremely angry that its victim has fled, but you are fully engaged with it. What do you still move like between the two of you?
Oh, if it looks like it, that I think it's going to go after her, I am definitely moving in between it and...
You can tell it wants to, but it is engaged with you. But yeah, okay, so we'll say you move to block the window. Okay, mm-hmm. Now it's its turn. It is going to... You know what? It's gonna fucking... I know what it's going to do. It's going to forgo biting you, and it's going to basically tackle you.
Oh, okay. It's
going to slam against you.
Does it have... Okay, it's just head and entrails, right?
Yeah. So it's not, like, again, this isn't exactly about damage.
Okay.
This is about side effects.
Okay.
Here's the attack roll. It's a 20. Not a crit, just a 20. So it hits.
Oh, okay.
You will take a d4. Okay, only one damage. You will take one bludgeon damage.
Dang, so I'm down at... Okay.
You're down to what?
I'm down to 4 HP then, right?
Okay, you're down to 4 HP. But then 3 bad things are going to happen now.
Oh, jeez.
Let me see here. Where did I read this shit? Okay. I need you to make a constitution saving throw first.
Constitution. Oh, that was put down to 8. So what does that mean? I have plus, that's a negative 1, right?
It's a negative 1 now, yeah.
All right, here we go. 8, so 7.
God damn it, dude. Okay.
Dude, I don't know what it is. Did you notice that when I rolled for Chewy rolled very high? And then every time I roll for myself, it's always low.
You are just flailing here, man. Okay, so your dexterity score has been decreased by 3.
So I have a dexterity of 5. Okay.
Holy shit. So now you have a negative 3 to your dex. That's bad news, Bears, dude. So what happens is, she slams against you, and the blood and ichor coming off of her entrails, mm-hmm. when it touches you, it burns your skin and like blisters.
Okay. And that sucks.
Also, I need you now to make a disease save. So give me another constitution saving throw with that negative 1.
A 10, so negative 1 is 9.
Oh, dude. Okay. You have contracted filth fever.
Now, I do have one. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I did have one question. So, okay, since I said that I moved between this sliding glass window, which I'm assuming is now open because Ashley ran through it, and this thing wanted to go tackle me, did it tackle me through and now I'm in the back patio? Because there could be something that I can use there that might
It didn't push you, no.
Oh, okay. Damn it.
Again, this thing, like you said, it's a head and entrails.
Yeah, I know, right? I guess so.
So you have contracted filth fever. So you now make strength checks and attack rolls at disadvantage as you are infected by this thing's whatever disease.
Oh, jeez. Of course, of course.
Yeah. I mean, dude, how many horror movies does the protagonist just straight up try and fight the monster?
Well, I didn't know what
else to do. Not many. So it's your turn. What do you do?
Even though it didn't push me out, I should be very close to this sliding glass door that's open, because right outside of this sliding glass door is my barbecue, which has lighter fluid and a lighter. Now, okay. Would I be able to get to there, squirt the lighter fluid on the entrails and head, and light it on fire?
So what you could do is, this is, okay. I love your idea. So you would have to risk what's called an opportunity attack by moving away from
Oh, it. That's true. Okay.
And then you would get to the lighter fluid, no problem. I would ask for a dexterity check for you to like aim the fluid, light it, and like hit her. It would be like a ranged attack. Fuck. Right?
And that's like five.
And she just drained the shit out of your dexterity.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. I keep giving you extra chances. So in D&D 5th edition, there is a mechanic called inspiration.
Okay.
The DM can give inspiration at their whim. And specifically for when a character does something either super brave and heroic, or they're roleplaying extraordinarily well, or there's like a really emotional or dramatic moment. And I feel like this is it.
Oh, this would like, definitely be one of those.
You're like,
moments.
I'm about to try and end this horror movie.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you inspiration. That means that you get advantage.
Okay.
So you get to roll twice and take the higher option. It's the best I can do, man. You going for it?
Yeah, so I have to still do the -3, but I could roll with advantage. Okay, let's try.
First, here comes her opportunity attack. It's going to be the slam again.
Okay.
The bite just doesn't feel realistic.
Yeah.
As you're moving away, you know?
Yeah. So what do I do for that?
I crit failed. She crit fails. She misses.
Oh, sweet. Yes. Okay. Luck is turning my way, hopefully.
So you get to... Maybe like she goes, she's like coming for you, and then Chewie lets out like a big,
yeah, his big boy voice. That's what we call it.
Yeah, exactly. There we go. The big boy voice. You get to the lighter fluid. You realize that you're pointing it in the direction of your house where your mom is still sleeping inside, but you're also out of options.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I'm going to squirt the lighter fluid on her and lighter on fire with the lighter that's next to it.
Okay, so give me an... Okay, so I guess it would just be a ranged attack. All right, dude, I'm telling you right now, the odds aren't great.
Yeah.
But give me two rolls with the -3.
Okay.
And let's see how you do.
All right, here we go. Roll number one. Okay, it's a 13, so 10.
-3 is 10, okay.
Roll number two is an 11. What is that? 9? No.
Yeah.
8.
So both miss. Both miss.
Fuck.
But I will say the fire freaks her out.
And oh, okay.
She hisses and backs up a little bit because she's not interested in getting burned by that shit. So it's now Chewie's turn. I guess Chewie's going to go in for it, another attack. Or do you think Chewie, after getting his mouth burned, he would back off?
Yeah, you know what? Realistically, he might not maybe try to go for a bite, but I know he always likes to like jump on things or like use his front paws to scratch the shit out of things, you know?
Okay, he'll do like a pounce attack on it.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and give me a roll with a +3.
With the +3, okay. A 12, so 15.
Wow, Chewie's on fire here.
I know, Chewie's right?
Chewie's going to do a D4 plus 1.
Ooh, okay. A D4? D4.
Yeah, D4 plus
okay.
1.
Okay. D4 plus... Oh, I rolled a 1, so 2.
2. And then I need Chewie to make a constitution saving throw to not get Phil Fever.
Oh, okay. Constitution save. What does he have for... Oh, yeah.
It's a great question. Give me a plus 2.
Plus 2. Oh, no. It's a 1. So 3.
What?
It's a 3 because I rolled a 1, so plus 2 is 3.
Okay, yeah. So Chewie now has Phil Fever too. And that attack really fucked him up, and he's kind of whimpering a little bit.
No, okay. Chewie, run!
I will say this. So this creature has taken 5 damage, and you're now threatening it with fire, and its quarry is getting away. It is going to turn around, and it has a flight speed of 60 feet. How far away? Your bathroom is what, like 25 feet away?
From there, yeah, probably. Yeah. Basically.
And it's going to zip through there and out the window of your bathroom.
Okay.
Where does that bathroom lead off to? To the side?
Yeah, to the side of the house in between my
neighbors. And where is Ashley? Where did Ashley run?
If she, well, I would assume she would probably have ran to the opposite side of the of that bathroom, because like I don't think she would run out all the way into the street. I think she would hide behind our cars, which are in our driveway, which is on the opposite side of the house from that bathroom side.
Okay, is that your front where the cars are?
Yeah, that would be technically our front. Yeah.
Okay, no, I think that makes sense. So she's hiding amongst the cars. It goes, you know what? It is this thing. This thing is going to slink off into the night, I think.
Oh,
it's going to find an easier victim. This shit got, you had a dog and some fire. Yeah. And I think you did enough. Yeah, okay. I mean, you have a fucked up disease now. So
what is it called? This disease?
I called it filth fever, which is a D&D thing.
Oh, okay.
So I'm trying to think. At least I'm just like, I'm thinking like if this was a horror movie, it would come back and haunt you guys another night.
Probably.
But I think realistically, this thing, it's a thinking creature. I think it's just like, well, fuck that house. I'll just go elsewhere and eat elsewhere.
Yeah, why go for something that's going to give her so much trouble when she could just eat something mm-hmm. easier? Oh, yeah, thank God. I actually didn't die. I swear to God, I was going to die. Like, I was like, there's no way.
I thought for sure you were going to die. So yeah, this thing slings off into the night. We'll say that, you know, after a week or so, you recover from your filth fever. Chewie's okay. Chewie, you take it to the vet. They ask a bunch of questions that you can't really answer because shit was fucked up. But everyone's okay. And then... this is going to seem random, but we're going to tie it in. Ashley's going to tell you randomly that she has news.
Okay.
She's pregnant.
What? What the fuck?
All right. Now it's time to talk about the monster.
Yeah. I don't know any monster, any female head and entrail monster this that bites a woman and then now they're pregnant.
It's called the Peninggalan.
The what?
I'm sure I butchered the pronunciation, but that's how it's spelled.
Okay.
It's from Malaysia, and I'm going to read to you what this thing is.
Oh, my
God. It is a nocturnal vampiric entity. Let me see here. Blah, 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 blah. Its form is that of a floating disembodied woman's head with its trailing organs still attached. From afar, it twinkles like a ball of flame, but we didn't really explore that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the nature of it. So... Peninggal or Peninggalan are mortal women who practice black magic to become a Peninggal. Okay. A woman must meditate during a ritual bath in vinegar with her whole body submerged except for her head. Only active in Peninggal form at night, the creature regularly soaks its organs in vinegar to shrink them before easy entry back into her body. The Peninggal thus carries the odor of vinegar wherever she flies and returns to her body during the daytime, passing as an ordinary woman. Let me see here. Yada, yada, yada. Most urban legends offer... Oh, hold on.
Let's get to this here, pregnancy.
Here is from... This is a writing from the Hikayat Abdullah, written in 1845.
Okay.
The Peninggalan was once a woman. She used the magic arts of a demon whom she trusted by devoting herself to its service and night, day and night for an agreed term, after which she was able to fly. That is to say, her head and neck could fly when loosened from her body with the viscera depending from them, while the body remained behind. Wherever the person whom she wished to injure might live, thither flew her head and bowels to suck their blood. Victims, here we go. The Peninggalan's victims are traditionally pregnant women. As traditional Malay dwellings were built in still houses, the Peninggal would hide under the slits of the house and use its long tongue to lap up the blood of the new mother. Ew. Those whose blood the Peninggal feeds on contract a wasting disease that is almost inescapably fatal. You're welcome. I didn't kill you.
Yeah.
Furthermore, even if Peninggalan is not successful in her attempt to feed, anyone who is brushed by the dripping entrails will suffer painful open sores that won't heal without a BOMO's help. I don't know what that is.
It's probably some kind of witch doctor.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So yeah, dude, I saw the image when we were deciding what creatures. I saw that image that I sent you. I was like, oh, it's got to be this one.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm just glad that, okay, so this baby would be mine. I was afraid that, like, somehow because this monster, like, I don't know, did something to her where it made her pregnant.
No, totally,
and I thought it was going to be some demon child. That's gonna,
No, the idea here is that's why, because I was like, okay, well, she's going to feed on Ashley. I was like, well, you know what? If she feeds on Ashley, you know what that means.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a wild ride. What did you give me thoughts? Give me questions.
I had no idea, absolutely no idea when you were like talking about vinegar and all this stuff. Nothing of that. The only thing that, and I said it earlier in the recording, you know, was because of the way it looked, it did remind me of certain folklore of like Korean or Japanese house ghosts. Where they usually do have long wispy hair and stuff. Like most notable people probably know of, like, what is that called? What was it? Was it the Grudge? Is that
Grudge? Also Ring, the Ring, or like Ring. Yeah.
But I think the Grudge is actually it was a Japanese house ghost, wasn't it? That like,
it's particularly like a ghost dedicated to like revenge and anger.
Yeah, and I thought it was going to be something to that effect. I think in Korean they call it a gashin. That's the only thing that came to mind when I saw the picture. But then when I saw it was just like entrails, I was like, nope, I never heard anything
that's
like that in that
totally
lore.
Different,
yeah, so I had no clue. The only thing that saved me, which, you know, you seemed a little surprised, but like to me, like, you know, that would be my natural reaction. If I literally saw that in real life, like it's that close, like I'm attacking, like there's no way I'm not attacking.
I mean, I can kind of get it for sure. For me, it was more like once Ashley got out of there, I thought you were just going to bail too.
Oh yeah. I would be too afraid of like, well, for one, to be completely honest with you, I'm not the fastest of runners. So like,
okay,
you know what I mean?
That's fair.
And plus also you got to remember, I would hope Chewy would follow me, but my mom is also still in the house.
Your mom was still in there.
Yeah, I don't feel comfortable just leaving that. But like, I think what truly saved me was the positioning of that barbecue, because like,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I was thinking about it when I was saying like how Ashley's gonna run out. I was thinking in my head like that would suck if she had tripped or hit the barbecue, and then it dawned on me like, oh, wait a minute, I can use that. You know what I mean? So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was a combination of the fact that Chewy hit it twice.
Yeah, Chewy.
And then you're threatening with fire. And it's just like, so this thing had a total of 20 HP. You guys did 5 damage. So like a quarter of its life, you know, like obviously it would probably easily kill both of you guys if it wanted to. But like you might, there's a considerable chance you might take it down to below half health. And like, I think that this witchy woman was like, fuck this, I'm out of here.
Yeah. I mean, two things I wanted to know. One, if I was successful with the lighter and the fluid, would that have been like, oh, she's totally like, you know, susceptible to fire? Would that probably have like either killed her or almost killed her?
I mean, it would have done. I would have allowed like probably like a D8 fire damage, and then have her like roll a save to like not take ongoing fire damage. And like, I mean, two of those would kill her probably.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And then
the
other thing I was kind of wondering is who the hell would want to become that just to have the ability to fly? Like that sounds so shitty. Like, oh yeah. Now you can also fly.
I was reading also like a lot of it is like you would do that for like the power of eternal youth, basically.
Oh, okay.
Like,
so you can
become that thing. You feed off of like the life force of pregnant women, and you could stay young and beautiful forever.
Oh, okay. Okay. Maybe I can see that, because I was thinking at first, if it was
a
like
a psycho would do this.
Yeah.
Absolutely
right.
Absolutely crazy.
Like it was
person.
Such
yes,
a stupid, like, absolutely. Oh, now you can fly, but you're only going to be ahead and you're going to have your entrails fly. You know what I mean? Like,
and you're going to have a strong taste for pregnant women's blood.
Yeah. I would have been like, you know what? I'm okay. Like I'm good. I'm like, I don't need to fly that badly. Bang. But that,
but
I'm glad I didn't die.
Could you imagine?
Dude, seriously. Thank you everyone for tuning in. Once again, I'm Fritz Frivolous, and this has been Dude, Could You Imagine? If you would like to support our show, you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/dudecouldyouimagine, or leave us an Apple Podcast review. Don't forget, we would love to hear from you, and you can subscribe to us on Instagram at dude_couldyouimagine, on Twitter at DCYImagine, and on our YouTube channel, where you can leave a like and a comment. You can also let us know what you are imagining by emailing us at dudecouldyouimagine@gmail.com. Until next time, folks, this is Fritz Frivolous reminding you to keep on imagining. I rolled a 4, which is...
Ooh, where's that put you?
Oh, my God. Why is it only me, man? Why do I get the total shitty ones? And you'll understand why I chose the word shitty.
Oh, no. Number 4 is it the toilet?
I was on the... Yes, I was on the toilet. So, in...